always feel like I'm in a hurry. I hastily speed to work for a fast meeting. Then the kids need to get to soccer practice, stat. I fly home to let the dogs out, chop, chop, chop. I inhale a quick dinner while I'm on the run, and I hit send on a rapid-fire text to a colleague about a task to bang out ASAP. Before I can blink, it seems, I'm racing to get back home for not quite enough shut-eye. But a lot of animals live life in no hurry at all. Take slugs and snails, for example. They live luxuriously without a rush. For them, it's a life in the slow lane. The average adult snail moves at a speed of 1 millimeter per second, which means that if a snail moved for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, it would take just over 3 years for it to go a full mile. And all the while, they'll travel by means of a large foot that glides over a trail of slime. This mucus is a lubricant they produce in glands secreted under their head, and it allows them to easily move across nearly any type of terrain without injuring their bodies. Their slime provides a perfect cushion over rough areas like rocks. They can even crawl over the sharp edge of a razor blade without harm. Their slime also serves as an important trail marker. Though snails can't hear, they do have eyes and a good sense of smell. Using their olfactory organs, they'll pick up the scent of their own slime to return to their favorite hiding and feeding spots. And night after night, they'll slowly eat several times their own body weight in plant material. Snails and slugs are both gastropods, which derives from the Greek gastra, meaning stomach, and poda, meaning foot. The stomach-foot group is made up of terrestrial, freshwater, and saltwater snails and slugs. The ancestors of snails are one of the earliest known types of animals in the world. There is fossil evidence of primitive gastropods dating back nearly 500 million years. And, in fact, Maryland's own state fossil is an extinct species of sea snail, Ecphora gardneri gardneri. Now, Maryland has about 100 kinds of land snail species. In North America, there are about 725 land snail species and 40 slug species, most of which have been introduced accidentally. You'll find that there aren't any shortages of gastropods around the world. Incredibly, they range second when it comes to the number of named species, only lagging behind insects. They are found in almost every geographic location, sluggishly moving along in all sorts of habitats. If you find a snail or slug, don't waste any time trying to tell males and females apart. Snails are usually hermaphrodites, meaning that they have the reproductive organs of both sexes. Therefore, they are able to produce both sperm and eggs. When they are mating, the pair will both conceive and lay eggs. Slugs have a slightly different method. As slugs mature, they become functional males, and then true hermaphrodites. As they age, they switch. Older slugs are all functional females. For their comparative size, gastropods can live a long, slow life, 25 years in the wild in some species. And in our area, with autumn nearing, they're currently taking their time getting ready for that long winter's nap, hibernation. I think I'll add check for snails and slugs return to my ever-growing spring to-do list. Fast, fast, fast. The kids and I can look for them while we speedily swing from activity to activity to activity. You can learn more about Maryland's slow creatures and fast creatures by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternotte.